This is Trevor Cars, and I'm going to talk about veganism. I decided to go on this extreme vegan diet for 3 weeks, and as a result, I boosted my energy. I was more focused. Athletically, I just felt like I could keep going and going. It was almost like a cleanse of all of the bad food in my body, and definitely it changed my life over 3 weeks. It allowed me to lose 15 pounds. It was all 15 pounds of fat. So I highly recommend, if you're really looking for, getting rid of meats, there's definitely a way to do it. And veganism is certainly one of those approaches. There's other variations, such as, being a vegetarian, you can get a little bit more protein through a vegetarian diet, as you're allowed to eat a few more items like eggs and whatnot. Veganism is a whole other extreme, where you can't have any meat from an animal. So, where do you get the protein? Well, I got the protein from foods like chickpeas, quite a few nuts, so I would eat walnuts and almonds. I would eat beans, quinoa. Quinoa is a fantastic grain. Chia seeds in the morning, so I had a lot of substitutes, plant-based. I would have Vega protein. And I would have, plant-based energy bars and plant-based protein powder. So I was able to get my nutrients in other ways. Another approach is, drinking cashew milk, almond milk. I did have a lot of almond milk, and that gave me the calcium I needed, vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is one of the lacking vitamins that you'll be missing out on by cutting out meat. So I definitely recommend almond milk as a way to get that protein or the vitamin that would be in meat. And that's what I was able to substitute with. Wasn't too big into tofu, I didn't like the taste, but it's definitely an option if you're looking for more protein. You can do quite a lot with cooking tofu. And I'd eat a lot of greens, salads, and it really disciplined me as far as what I was eating. It really made me focus on all the healthy foods that are out there, and I started eating foods that I had never tried before. So, in order to become this vegan, you really need to look at all the food that you have in your household and clear it all away. Clear away all the garbage that doesn't fall under the realm of veganism. That's your first approach, is the cleanse. And then once you're done with that, purchasing of food is the next piece. But if you're looking to head to veganism, I do recommend that you ensure that you're dieting appropriately, and that you're not lacking in the proper nutrients. As you lose quite a bit of the nutrients that you had before, and your body has to adjust to that. So consider really doing your homework as far as the foods that you need and the cooking and preparation. It's not as easy to go to a restaurant anymore and eat a vegan diet. It's going to require some discipline and research prior to. But if you set it up appropriately, you can get the proper nutrients. Certainly, as some sort of a cleanse diet, it's a good way to go. I couldn't go past 3 weeks because I felt that I was lacking in the proper nutrients to ensure that I was healthy throughout the day. I thought it was a bit too extreme. I think maybe more along the lines of a paleo diet would be the best approach, but definitely it's worth a consideration.